Welcome to the My Shamanic Life podcast, your exploration of the intersection of yoga, shamanic reiki, and wildlife advocacy and activism. I'm your host, Debbie Phil, and I'm here to share yoga and other practices to keep you feeling grounded, connected, and real as you unveil your unique gifts to the world and step forward as an inspirational leader and change maker in service to your circle, your community, and our earth. Welcome to your extraordinary life. Settle in now, and wherever you're listening, notice how the earth is holding you. Be aware of what touches the ground, the floor, your chair, or whatever is supporting you. Sink a little deeper into that support and feel your energetic roots sink down into the earth. Feel how you are held, anchored in, nourished and nurtured. You are here. The time is now. We're less than a week away from the next Turtle Journey, a complimentary 30-minute guided drum journey experience that I offer every full and new moon. And these are based on the lunar astrological energy. Visit myshamaniclife.com for all our past episodes and to sign up for the newsletter. You'll get the next Turtle Journey connection information in that newsletter. And you'll also find that information in the event in our Shamanic Flow Circle Facebook group, where you'll also find the energy of the day video that I record live every morning. Because we're on the cusp of the spring equinox in the Northern Hemisphere, for today's practice, I'd like to offer you a chance to journey with that energy. Simply sit or lie down comfortably for this guided visualization. Once you're comfortable, close your eyes. A few deep breaths, and with each exhale, relax. Relax your physical body, and relax your thoughts. Breathe out and relax. Feel your body a little bit heavier. And shift your awareness to your mind's eye. You are walking in a dense forest. The sky is overcast, and the woods are gloomy. Occasionally, a feeble ray of sunlight makes its way through the clouds and the trees. The branches of the trees are bare, but tiny buds are visible on the tips. The ground is soft and damp. There are patches of snow lingering in the shade. Old leaves from last year's fall swirl around your feet with each gust of wind. Here and there, you see hints of new green life popping up through the snow and dead leaves. Ahead, you notice a grove of beautiful white birches. The pale glint of their trunks and branches is a pleasant contrast in the otherwise dark woods. You walk toward the birch grove and step between two trees, entering the grove. The birches surround you, and in their midst, you see a large birch tree that looks as if it had been struck by lightning. Its trunk has been split in two, almost to the roots. The inner wood, exposed to the air, is dried and splintering. Dead leaves have been blown into the nooks of the tree and rattle in the breeze. In every way, this tree looks as dead as it can be. You look away from the tree and are surprised to find a woman present. She is clad all in white and holds a covered basket. Her gaze is steady. Her eyes make you think of clear streams running in the middle of old forests. Her skin reminds you of the first fair flower of spring, and her hair is long and unbound. At her feet, a small brown cottontail nuzzles the hem of her skirt. She gestures, indicating that you should come forward, and you walk toward her. She points at the basket and lifts the cloth. Inside, you see an astounding array of decorated eggs, many colors and patterns. You can think of nothing better than to pick one of these beautiful eggs and have it for your very own. Your hand reaches out and she shakes her head no. You pull back, then realize that while she wants you to have an egg, she wants you to pick it sight unseen. You close your eyes, reach out your hand, and reach into the basket. Eyes still closed, you draw your hand back, holding an egg. You open your eyes and look upon your egg. What does it look like? Consider what the decoration on the egg means to you. Why were you drawn to choose this particular gift for the coming spring? Study your egg carefully, remembering the details and the message in the decorations. You have been looking at your egg and suddenly realize you haven't thanked the woman. But when you raise your head, the woman is gone. Looking around, you become aware that the trees now have tiny but beautifully formed green leaves at the ends of their branches. And you see that the birch tree struck by lightning, the one that looked dead, now has green shoots rising from its split trunk. You make your way out of the birch grove, and you see that the clouds have lightened. And as you realize this, the sun comes out. Small, delicate flowers lightly scent the forest floor. Birds are singing, and the rich smell of moist earth fills your nose. Make your way out of the forest now. And back into this place, this time, back into your physical body. Feel your spirit entering and filling your physical being until you are again fully inhabiting the temple that is your body. As you begin to move and stretch, recall your egg and its message, and carry that with you into this new season, the coming of spring. Acknowledging the divine light in all beings that connects us and makes us one. Namaste.